It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with David Pollack, and I love to learn about trends in the world of plastic surgery. But the good news is there's so many things that are not surgery that are non-invasive, and I've had some, I love them, and I'm absolutely thrilled to bring on the fantastic Anthony Yoon, MD, FACS. He's a board-certified plastic surgeon, award-winning author, and anti-aging expert, known as America's Holistic Plastic Surgeon and America's Holistic Beauty Doc. Dr. Yoon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. So there's things like microneedling, which actually I have not tried that. I did try something called Clear and Brilliant, which if I am correct, is in the Fraxel family, but it's much gentler. I did three treatments and I definitely saw a difference in pore size. And also my skin just has a nice glow and it's more, the skin tone is more evened out.
Yeah, are you a fan of that? There's so much out there now. Yeah. And there's so much out there that's non-invasive that we can do to create these massive change. I mean, technology has really advanced a ton just in the last 10 years. And things that we couldn't have dreamed of 10, 15 years ago, we're able to do it now.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, when you look at people in the 80s who had facelifts, that's all they had was a lift. And so everything was pulled back tight. But now you can pull things back and not as tight, right? Because you can use fillers and other things to make it look more natural.
Exactly. And in the past, we really looked at aging in a very two-dimensional fashion. Things sagged, and so we pulled them up. And now everything is looked at in three dimensions, and even sometimes more than that, because not only are we adding volume to fill out areas that have gotten thinner and more gaunt with age, but we're also then changing the surface, you know, and we're removing little blemishes and wrinkles and age spots and all that. And the great thing is that so much of this is non-invasive, doesn't hurt, yet you see those results.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. You know, I have to say, I'm a huge fan of filler. I'm very open about it. If I didn't get filler in my like upper cheeks, I have these kind of dents that kind of go down under my eyes and they just, I don't like them. I've had them since I was a kid. And someone asked me the other day, oh, you have such beautiful skin. And oh my God, you're really 51. What do you do? And I said, well, I eat clean and I use David's Pure Attitude product, which I love, and I use filler. And I think if more women and men could be open about it, instead of people being like, well, how come I can't look like that? And what's going on? I just feel like it's healthier to just be honest and open and encourage people to do it without shame.
Exactly. And even with fillers, there are a lot of nuances and little intricacies because it's not a one filler makes all. There's so many fillers out there. What I recommend for my patients is you want to pick very carefully the filler that you use. So if you're talking about under eyes, there are a couple of fillers that you want to use that we call hyaluronic acid based, that don't absorb moisture, so you have less risk of lumpiness. If you're talking about, let's say, enhancing the cheeks, which is super popular now, there are fillers that last longer, up to 2 years, and then we can inject those right over the bone and allow that to even help to fill the, make it look like you have higher cheekbones.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. David, I like I said, I can hog this wonderful doctor, so if you have any questions, you're going to
Everybody's going to go, David, who? She mentioned David. David who? Wait, okay, you talked about some treatments, but what are some of the overlooked things we can do that, you know, without doing some of the procedures?
Yeah, I mean, you've talked a lot about skincare on your podcast, so I'm not going to go into that because, I mean, you guys really give such great information on that. But diet is a huge thing. And if you did one thing outside of skincare and treatments and stuff and that can really help to make your skin healthier, I would recommend you decrease the amount of sugar that you eat. Because sugar can really impact your skin, both by the process of glycation, but also just by the fact that sugar spikes create insulin spikes, which can create inflammation chronically with time. So decrease the amount of sugar you eat, that could be a huge thing to slow down your aging process.
Let me ask a quick question.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
If you get something that's sugar-free and they're using like a sugar alternative, is that acceptable or we need to cut back on that also?
You know, that's a very interesting question because some people say, well, I drink Diet Coke, so isn't that okay? But interestingly, studies show that people who drink a lot of diet soda and have a lot of sugar substitutes, the problem is that will desensitize your taste buds to these really, really super sweet flavors and tastes, and it makes you wanting more. So let's say you're not drinking that. Let's say you're not getting those artificial sweeteners. You may eat an orange or an apple and say, wow, this tastes so great. It tastes so sweet, and not crave anything more than that. But if you're doing these sweeteners, whether it's diet sodas or adding this to your coffee, now all of a sudden having an apple doesn't do enough for you. It doesn't satiate you. You need to have a slice of cake with frosting on it, or you need to have a regular soda. And that's the problem that people get. And people who do ingest a lot of these artificial sweeteners have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes and actually have a higher risk of being overweight than people who don't.
Okay. Would the same be with stevia? What's your thought on stevia?
So stevia is the one that's a question. Because stevia is more plant-based, there are some people, health experts, who say they believe in very small quantities, it's okay. If you've ever had stevia, though, and I have, it also is very super sweet. And so it's that, you know, the new one on the market, it's still, the jury is out on it. I would recommend caution not to use it too much. And if you do, just use the smallest amount.
So would you say
a
regular
sugar? I'm a fan of xylitol.
Oh, that's a good thought. Xylitol.
I like xylitol, but just a little. Like, I'd rather get my daughter an unsweetened nut milk beverage without, you know, 10 to 20 grams of sugar per glass and just put a little bit of xylitol in it. So I think
With those things, you want to use prudence. You know, unfortunately, some people use these as a crutch of like, well, you know, I'm going to drink 5 Diet Cokes a day because I don't want those calories. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of chemicals going in your body.
That's nasty.
You know, in general, that's going to cause you to gain weight in other ways later on.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I wanted to ask about something called Body Tight that I heard is pretty good for skin tightening because the heat actually it goes inside your skin. Is that something you're familiar with or that you do?
Yeah. So Body Tight is a very interesting new product. It's not been out for very long, although it has been studied for many, many years. And the idea is that we have non-invasive skin tightening treatments, and a lot of them use radio frequency. So they treat the surface of the skin. We also in the past had, and we still do, have internal skin tightening treatments like laser liposuction. There's another one called Thermi, where you heat the skin from the inside. And the idea is if you heat the skin to a certain temperature, typically 42 degrees Celsius on the surface of the skin, you can get the collagen in the skin to tighten up and rejuvenate that area. Well, Body Tight is very interesting because it has an internal, external probe, basically. So not only do you get the radio frequency on the surface of the skin to heat it up, but you have the internal probe to heat it up from the inside. But it is invasive. It's minimally invasive, so it's not as invasive as, let's say, doing a tummy tuck or a breast lift, but it is technically surgery.
Okay. Have you seen good results from it, or do you know, is that something you're going to offer in your practice?
I don't have it in my practice yet. I have talked to a number of plastic surgeons who have been using it and who have used it. And I think that what they're finding is that this gets that sweet spot that some patients are at. It's not, I guess, sweet to be in this spot, but those patients who have more looseness than a non-invasive treatment will help them with, but not so loose that they want a big operation, you know, because in the past we didn't have much to offer them. Like, you know, if a laser isn't going to do it, but surgery is too much, there really wasn't a whole lot there to take that gap. And so this just may fill that gap in. It hasn't been around long enough that I would say 100% definitely this is the key, but it's very intriguing and just might take that gap, that sweet spot up.
Oh, that's cool. That's amazing.
And I know we're going to run out of time here, but we got to go a minute or two over real quick because you've once said that you've discovered the holy grail of plastic surgery. Tell us about that.
So the holy grail of plastic surgery is losing fat without diet, exercising, or surgery or needles. And there are a number of devices now that are doing that. and the two that we recommend are CoolSculpting and Sculpture. You can lose up to 25% of the thickness of your fat without any type of invasive procedure.
Yeah, I really want to do the CoolSculpting. I really do. I think it would be awesome. The only thing I've been nervous about is I hear that some people can end up with some nerve pain, and I hear that's rare and they can give you medication. But what's your experience been with that?
That's, I think, quite rare. The thing to keep in mind, though, with CoolSculpting and Sculpture is that the results still are pretty modest. It's not the same as lipo or as losing weight. But if you've got a stubborn area of fat, you're at a good body weight, you're healthy, may not be a bad idea to try something like that because it's much, much easier than surgery.
Oh, that's great. And that's where they freeze. Is the Sculpture the same as CoolSculpting? It also freezes the fat?
The Sculpture uses a laser to heat the fat. CoolSculpting uses a device to chill it. So it's attacking the fat in two opposite ways. But they appear to be fairly similar, the results.
Oh, really? Okay. And okay. So do people have it more than once, right? If there's 25% and then they want to go to 50% and then they want to go, they can do that as well?
Yes, you can definitely repeat the device. However, I would warn you that each treatment, subsequent treatment, probably will get you a little bit less of a result than the last one. But definitely you can repeat these if you want better results.
Okay, I could go on for an hour with this, but we're going to be out of time here. So I invite everybody to visit dryoon.com. We're going to put a link up on our website. Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us. We definitely want to have you back. Lisa seems to have a lot of... it can't be a private message, private podcast. Well, no, we all want to listen to those questions, so we're learning from it.
But I know.
And you hit on some topics just for me. So thank you for being with us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert. My co-host Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.